start off and thanking Terry and Kim Pagula for their support through this process. It's a long process when you start, basically back in February and March, and they're allocating the resources for us to do our job, and really this has been a total team effort from day one with his staff, Doug and his staff, the coaching staff, and you don't stop there. It's the medical staff, the video department, the marketing department, and this is a total team effort. And I can't say enough about that. And so what you saw the last couple of hours here was us, getting our hands on some good football players in the fifth round, starting off with Matt Milano, who has played some at safety, actually his career at safety, and then he's played linebacker as well. So looking for speed on the field, smart, tough football player, productive, shows an ability to blitz and affect the quarterback, and so we felt good about Matt. And then from there we went to, with the second pick in the fifth round, for us we went with Nathan Peterman, quarterback out of Pitt. We visited with Nathan here. His success speaks for itself at the position in terms of what he's gone through, faced some adversity early on in his career at Tennessee, and showed tremendous amount of grit, and turned that into a positive in terms of his career at Pitt. When you look at his accuracy and his timing with the throws from the position, and his ability to work from under center, that was important for us. It's not something you see very often in the college game. And then finally, with the sixth round pick, Tanner Vallejo, another linebacker out of Boise State, similar to Matt in terms of the vision in terms of speed at the position and tremendous production around the football, relentless, and let's not forget the value of special teams, as I discussed last night. So feel good about all three of those young men, and again, can't say enough about the effort in this building.
Coach, in all the time I've been covering the draft, I don't think I've ever seen one class that all four-year college players. Is that something you set out to do specifically to get that experience?
Well, I don't know that we set out to do that, Sal. It's obviously good to have the experience and the consistency. Again, it's nice to have that. We're going to find good football players, whether they be third year, 3 year guys, or 4 year guys, whatever that is. But that is nice to have.
So when it came to Peterman, if two part question here, did you maybe have him rated and thought that he might be there before fifth round? And if he wasn't there in the fifth round, would you have still taken a quarterback?
Well, you look at it and you evaluate just like at every position. I know the importance of the quarterback position and how important that is to winning football games. So you combine that with the fact that we had a good solid grade on this young man. And in the fifth round, where he was in the bottom of the fifth, it's a no-brainer. I've been around quarterbacks before in my career that we took at this level of the draft, and sometimes later, and you're able to do some good things with those quarterbacks. So we saw this as an opportunity to take a good football player who happens to be a quarterback. And it just, it's a 1 + 1 = 2. It keeps going from there. So this was a good spot for us.
Coach, I know one game doesn't make a player evaluation, but when you watched his Clemson tape, when he threw for 300 yards and 5 touchdowns, outplayed Deshaun Watson, what did that do to your evaluation of him?
That's a great question and a great point. You go down to Clemson, not at home. He went to Clemson, and he didn't do it by himself, but he led his football team to a win against the eventual national champions at Clemson, and that's hard to do. And so, I mean, the leadership part of the job at quarterback of all positions, that's important as we evaluate those intangibles.
Hey, Sean, there's some of the, you know, the scouts that we see, the media people, said that he might be the most pro-ready of all the quarterbacks in the draft because of what you said under center and all that. But is that also part of it? Some of these kids, you know, they're looking to the sideline every play, and it's just not the same game. Was that part of what you like most about Peterman?
It's part of it. It is part of it. As you evaluate our game versus the college game, they're different. There's just a different space in between the college game and our game. You're able to evaluate players a little easier in those types of systems in terms of how they would relate to our game. And so it does make it easier in terms of that. Does that mean that he's going to be all that much more ready? I don't know. We'll see. We feel good about that in terms of that. I know Coach Narduzzi very well down at University of Pitt, and I know what he values, and we're similar in terms of those characteristics, in terms of the grit, the leadership, and to the earlier point of if you're wired the right way, something good is happening when you're going from Pitt and you're beating Clemson, and you're almost going down to Oklahoma State, I believe, and knocking them off, and so. Those are good things, right? When you're playing under center at Pitt.
With all those characteristics, how does he last to the fifth round? What are some of the reasons he wasn't picked higher?
Yeah, you'd probably have to ask the other teams.
You would have picked him in the third round if you.
Well, I mean,
what are some of the negatives?
Yeah, you look at maybe people look at adversity as what he went through at Tennessee as a detriment. We look at it as a positive, you know, that grit. And it's just a matter of what we value versus the other teams out there. You hear about the arm strength. You know, it's some people maybe didn't like that. You know, I know there's some pretty darn good quarterbacks out there that have that arm strength that they're not throwing the ball, you know, through the drywall, right? But they're deadly accurate, and they anticipate, and they're keenly acute in terms of their intelligence and their leadership.
How close was the comparison, the rating of Peterman to say Patrick Mahomes on your board?
How close was the comparison? They're up there. I mean, both those guys are up there. They're good quarterbacks. That said, they're different quarterbacks, and each has his own strengths and abilities. So. To compare them, you know, you look at them on their own, in their own silo, so to speak, and you do compare them, you look at it that way. I love the fact that Nathan, again, came up out of Tennessee and he's learned some valuable lessons early on in his young life. You're talking about a guy who transferred schools, went into a new situation, earned the respect of his teammates, and then goes and takes his team and wins some big-time football games. In addition to that, you look at the intelligence, graduated, and then has MBA at this point, you look at the academic background as well, and that's, I mean, these are. These are traits you look for in a quarterback, right? We felt good about it again.
Sean, and you've touched on this a few times when it comes to talking about, I know the importance of quarterback, and I know the importance of that position. Not to say that the fact that this team is still looking for one, it seems to be an indication that you're not sure if you have one yet. Is that a fair statement when it comes to assessing your quarterback depth chart at this point?
I feel good about our quarterbacks. I do. And, I've really enjoyed watching them work. And that goes back to where we started with Tyrod and going through that situation and the opportunity to evaluate Tyrod when I came in the building and watch him work, his work ethic. So we're getting that position right. And we're working just like all the positions on this football team. We're going to continue to add players whether it's the quarterback position or other positions. We just added two linebackers. So we're going to continue to add good football players that'll compete. And that's what you do in terms of getting this thing pointed in the right direction.
How realistic is it for both Nate and Cardale to make this team with TJ Yates also factoring into that mix?
Hey, come in, and they're going to compete just like the rest of them. Nothing's promised to anyone. And this is where I start with this guy right here. And we're going to compete every day. And, you know, I've got to earn my spot. And you guys have heard me say that before. And I'm sticking with that. These guys are going to compete. And competition, if you're wired the right way, brings out the best in people. And I don't care if it's sports or business. It's all the same. If you're wired the right way, and this guy over here is challenging this guy, and iron sharpens iron, right, as it says. So this is a good thing.
How much would that competition extend to the starting job for both Cardale and Nate?
Competition is there. That's you earn the right to start on this football team.
The fact that you did not match for Mike Gillislee, that did not match your running back, does that speak about how you feel about Jonathan Williams' ability to set maybe the number two role? And I know there will be others that will compete as well.
Yeah, good young football player. Good young football player. He's got an opportunity right now to step up and show us what he can do. And that's where the competition comes in. Hey, compete. I want everyone to compete. And Jonathan, no different. You know, he's had a good camp. He had a good camp last week. And so he's working his tail off right now and earning the trust of his teammates and earning the trust of the coaching staff.
It's been perceived outside that safety, tight end were some positions, maybe even running back on that list. So as you went through this entire draft now, how much consideration did you give to those positions you didn't address?
A ton, you know, absolutely a ton. And we're not finished. The draft is still going on upstairs. And then we have the priority free agent period, which I'm a big believer in, and getting priority free agents to help this football team. And so there's a lot of opportunities yet. And, you know, look, if we had 20 picks, I'd love it, right? I mean, we've got 20 needs, right? So I'm going to keep adding to this. We're going to keep adding to this football team the best we can. Maybe at this point not with a draft pick, realistically so, but whether it's priority free agency or the waiver wire or what left is out, what's out there still in terms of you know, some UFAs that are out there. So we're going to, you know, keep this thing going here.
Sean, as we get accustomed to you during your first season and moving forward, it's somewhat different that we're hearing you speak about the draft and hearing you over the first 3 days speaking about the draft. Do you anticipate being that person, the spokesperson for the team in future drafts moving forward?
As long as I'm the head coach, I do. You know, we're going with that one voice approach and streamlined and aligned on what we're doing, why we're doing it, and how we're doing it. And so I believe in that. We believe in that, and that's an organizational decision at this time.
Yeah. John, what did you that you took today? You know, they both have special teams experience. You expect those guys to kind of try to compete for roles like that on your roster as rookies, but both of them have multiple block kicks in their college careers. Coaches obviously feel comfortable at that level putting them in those positions. Are those kinds of things the thing that makes a person like you sit up in your chair when you're watching the film and maybe get a little higher up on your value chart?
Yeah, it is. Excuse me. I've been around some good special teams coaches and John Harbaugh, Dave Tobe, and a number of others in my career, and I know the importance of special teams, and it's got to be stressed from the head coach's chair, and I believe in it, and we're going to stress that, and it, you know, special teams is going to win you or lose you a couple games a year, so whether it's linebacker or other positions, we're going to find guys that are willing and want to play special teams for the Buffalo Bills, you know, you get your part of your identity comes from special teams in terms of the toughness, how relentless you are on special teams. There's a lot to be gained from that.
Sean, I know you've been around, you know, been involved in a lot of drafts throughout your career, but what'd you learn this time, you know, from this end of things, a little different perspective?
Yeah, you know, I learned a lot. I try and learn every day, and you know, I've got a number of things written down upstairs on a card that I'll add to after tonight when it's over, and I'll probably think of some more, you know, in my sleep like we all do. You think of some thoughts and you you wake up and you write it down. So there's just a number of things, whether it's just my preparation, communication, order of things. There's a lot there that I can do better at.
Was it imperative for you to come out of this draft with a quarterback, be it Peterman or another one?
Not necessarily. Again, good football player at the right time, and that's what we were looking at. When you look at every position, that's what you're looking to do, and felt good about it in this case with the quarterback.
Hey, Sean, with Matt Milano, you mentioned both safety and linebacker with him. Where do you really envision him kind of starting off for you, because he's a bit of that tweener?
Yeah, fair question. At linebacker. Yes.
As a singular voice of the organization, are you prepared to give a vote of confidence to Doug Whaley and his scouts, because the rumors persist that they're going to be fired before long?
Right now, I'm focused on this draft. Honestly, I'm focused on this draft and what we have in front of us going on right now with this priority free agent market right now.
I will say
that Doug and his staff did a phenomenal job. I will say that.
Not a vote of confidence, though, and as we understand those.
Doug and his staff did a phenomenal job. Okay, this is about the draft. Doug and his staff did a phenomenal job, and we are focused on finishing this draft and looking at the priority free agents right now.
When you talk about Doug doing a phenomenal job, what did you make of your relationship with Doug when it came to pressure situations of being in the draft room, and how did you two handle? How would you rate that? How that worked?
Yeah, nothing's changed, and to the nothing's changed from what I've said all along. I mean, Doug and his staff have done a nice job. We've had great conversations, to your question, the entire time in terms of healthy meetings and productive meetings. And those have all worked, as you see with the draft to this point. So, I think that's all good.